You're listening to the Monster Mashup.
Welcome back to the Monster Mashers podcast. That's all I got. I'm your boy Candy 80.
And I'm Crystal.
I'm Christopher Catastrophe.
And I'm Carmetrius.
I was going to make a That's So Raven joke, but I forgot.
What?
I don't even know how you're going to go into that.
Me either. I'll save it for next time, I guess.
I still don't understand what you were trying to achieve.
I think though. I was going to say, welcome back to the That's So Raven fan fiction podcast. I'm your host, an actual raven. I think that's what I was going to say.
Oh.
So, caca to that, you know.
Caca, caca.
Sometimes you fuck up, though, you know.
Yeah.
I did.
I don't know. I don't do that.
You don't?
No, I just wake up every morning, and then I look myself in the mirror and say, are you going to do that? And then every time, I look myself back in from the mirror, and I say, no, we're not.
I thought you were going to say you never fuck up.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was going to say, too.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Mm. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I just decided in the morning I won't do that day.
Oh, You're not going to do any...
No, and if I do, when I do fuck up, that's because I didn't do that day.
Yeah.
I didn't decide.
Oh. I'm going to throw up.
It's a good way to do that.
Yeah, you just have to decide real early.
Mm. I love that thought process.
Yeah.
T-H-O-T.
You should make like a Instagram reel or a TikTok reel. And
it's like, hey, you tired fucking up? Just stop doing it.
Yeah.
Just wake up one day and say,
it'll be like a video of an ocean and like it's like the waves and shit. And
then it'll have like me fading into like these different things.
it'll
just say, stop fucking up. And then it'll fade into like an eagle. And then it'll fade into a mountain. And then like a firefighter putting out a forest fire.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
You just quit fucking up.
Yeah.
That's a pretty wild.
And then you end it with the
ca-ca, ca-ca. That's a picture of a duck.
Absolutely. So it's went from fucking, this is off subject, but it's went from, what was it last podcast? Was it like in the 70s?
Yeah.
Great. Everything was great. Now it's like fucking like 35 or 40 degrees out.
Yeah, it's cold.
Shit fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking my body up.
It's that old fool spring got us again.
Yeah,
sure,
but shit. I thought the groundhog saw his shadow, so
he's a lying bitch.
Didn't see his shadow or whatever.
Tony, Phil,
he lied.
He's a lying ass little bitch.
Fuck.
I heard they were gonna stop doing that.
They should.
Well, I also heard that they were gonna we were gonna stop changing our fucking clocks, but we haven't yet done that.
Yeah,
thanks Obama. Thanks Biden. Thanks Donald Trump. Thanks Bill Clinton.
George Bush.
George Bush. Thanks, Bush. Uh-huh. Both senior and junior.
Al Gore.
Ronald
Bob
Reagan.
Dole somewhere is in there.
No. He was never a president.
Well, I know that, but he was in there. He was part of the decision-making process. Fucking bitch.
He said, all my oranges.
God damn it.
I thought they were going to stop doing the time change thing.
Yeah, me too.
Because it screws with you.
Yeah. It does.
Liars.
I'm still not like back on schedule from before, and it's been like a month or so.
They're liars.
Mm-hmm. It did. It did fuck me up too.
The only time I like it is when we like lose an hour. No, gain an hour, because then you like get an extra hour of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best time ever.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. But I also, the older that I've gotten, the more that I like having longer days.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's just because seasonal depression, baby. Yeah. So like having the longer days and losing that hour of sleep is really nice, because then you can like do more things.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like if there's like things you want to do that are dependent on daylight, then yeah, for sure.
There are things that you want to do and you want to do them in their things, then that works.
Yep.
I think.
That's true.
Yeah. So another news, Kyle and I are both addicted to Magic the Gathering now.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a podcast and you want to fucking come challenge me and Kyle, bring it on, pussies.
Yeah.
We'll stomp your dicks in.
We're pretty good.
Yeah, fuck off.
You guys are ridiculous.
We're going to win the podcast Magic the Gathering Championship.
That's not a thing.
It's going to be a thing, and we're going to whoop their asses.
Yeah. Honestly, like, it very well could be a thing.
Chris.
There's enough, because here's the thing. And I'm myself included, I also play Magic the Gathering. But there's a certain type of guy that plays Magic, and there's a certain type of guy that wants to be on a podcast. And those two circles of that Venn diagram, It's another total eclipse.
That's us.
Damn, dude. Sure is.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
I don't stink though. I yeah, do want to point that good, out. I don't yeah. stink like ass or
no
basement or mildew or mold.
No, and not all of them do. A lot, honestly, like
through
the years, I found like a lot of people that like I wouldn't have expected to play Magic. They play Magic, like
yeah,
like teachers and like school administrators and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, what we learned last night was playing it's pretty fun.
It's fun.
Better than just collecting it.
Yeah, I mean, I've played it. Yeah. I've played it for years. You and I started playing it in, what, 2006, maybe?
2000, something like that, yeah.
That's when I first started playing. But, like, this is the first time I ever played Commander, and it was fun. It was only me and Kyle, but still.
Yeah, we know it's supposed to be four-player, but who fucking cares?
Tanner fucking, he pitched out on us.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Well, I guess, Chris, you're going to have to come over here and play.
I think I have got a commander deck. I just can't remember what it is.
So we're as of right now, we're just playing like pre-cons.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can play whatever. We're just doing that just to be like more fair. But I guarantee you we're going to start to move away a little bit. I'm not going to put a bunch of money into it. I just made up my mind. I'm not doing it. I refuse to
spend more than $50 on one card.
I refuse to spend more than like $10 on one card.
All right, I'd refuse to spend. So I've never gotten rid of my cards. I've never been willing to sell them. So I've still got all my cards from over the years.
Hell yeah.
So I'll just build out of that.
He's probably got like a $2,000 or $3,000 commander deck and doesn't even realize it.
Yeah.
It's like, because he got like a lot of like first edition old cards. It's just fucking wild. But anyways, let's stop talking about Magic because that's all I'm going to talk about.
Can we talk about something about like current events real quick?
Yeah.
Because it kind of goes on with Crystal's obsession with Russia and the Cold War and stuff.
It's not an obsession.
It definitely is.
It's not an obsession.
When I brought this up last night, you're going, see, it's all crazy.
I'm telling you, it's real.
It is.
But go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it's the proper place, but I won't bring it up anyways. I think it's crazy because the U.S. passed a bill yesterday to help aid Ukraine, Israel, and another country. I can't remember what it was, but they signed the bill for 90.
Israel.
Yeah.
Was it Israel?
Israel, Ukraine, and there's another country.
Oh.
Syria?
Maybe that was it. I could look it up.
I don't think so.
Because
I know you said it yesterday, and I don't think that that's what that was.
Well, they signed the bill for $95 billion. Which is
billions.
Wild.
That's a lot of dollars.
Hey, government, when you're just going to like just throw money out there, just don't forget about me. Like, you don't got to give me a fucking $5 billion.
No.
Throw me like $100. I'm like, that's fucking cool of you.
How wild is that to think about, that we can just spend $95 billion?
Yeah.
No.
Just like that.
But also, like, think about the national debt and what that's doing to it as well.
Oh, yeah. No. That's what I'm thinking
about. And the government wants to give me a credit score? Like, fuck them.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about. Charge me fucking $1,200
for taxes? Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm thinking about right there.
The third country was Taiwan.
Taiwan.
So
that makes sense.
You know, a lot of people are, like, scared because they're like, you know, this is going to, like, start World War III and shit. And I just sit here and I go, this is crazy because, like, we're helping aid, like, countries that are at war with different countries, but it's not the same. I don't like to use the word war, but, like, you know, these bombings, I guess, is what I like to put it. And,
yeah, it's like a proxy war.
Yeah, and it's just so crazy because, you know, Ukraine and Russia, you got Israel and Iran. I don't know. I didn't even know Taiwan was shit, so.
No, China just really wants Taiwan to be part of China again.
But I thought this is what is confusing to me, is I thought Israel was at war with someone else.
Well, Palestine. And then there's another country, which might be in the same country. It's Gaza or whatever?
Gaza.
Gaza's
an area in Palestine.
Okay. So it's that. So it's Palestine and Iran both bombing Israel.
Yeah, Iran was like,
what is going on?
You know,
I think everyone's getting sick of like a proxy war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And everywhere. It's all proxy wars. These big countries can't just go to war with each other. Too many people die. So they pick like little skirmishes and then they just fight with money.
And it just goes to show you that money is just so worthless because it's so made up in my mind, especially working at a bank. You know, I just see all this money come in and out and I'm holding, you know, thousands of dollars and I go, this is all meaningless. Like I feel nothing with this. To see a bill get passed for $95 billion, but yet America is in this recession and like
we need help.
People, yeah, we need ourselves just as need much help. Help. Yeah. Right. And it's just like they're doing this to get more money.
Exactly, man. That's what it is. And it's like they're not going to just give money to the people in America that need it for free because they don't. What's the gain for them?
Right.
Absolutely
there's no
nothing.
Point to any of this. Because
then it's giving us power so we don't listen.
That's why it cracks me up so much with like politics. Like people are like so far like super hardcore Republicans or super hardcore Democrats. And it's just like, it doesn't fucking matter.
No, not at all.
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Right.
Nothing's going to fucking ever change unless like the government itself is like dethroned. And as of right now, there's not really any way to fucking do that because right. I don't want to fucking die.
Right.
I don't care enough for that shit, really. It's
be
honest.
If you made like some type of like genetic virus that like only wipes out certain bloodlines and you wipe out all the political
that
people.
Sounds too fucking scary and that scary. Could be a possibility. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Somebody probably has thought about something like that.
We need to combine AI with 3D printers and make soldiers out of plastic and metal. Can you 3D print metal? I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, then that's what we need and that's the only way and then they're going to come kill us.
You can make it like you could put like silicone over the metal and shit and make it look real.
Silicone.
And that might give people their obsession with blood and shit and just make it real life for them. I don't know. I kind of wanted to bring it up because I just thought it was so wild.
I hate that idea. It's not that it's a bad idea. I just, I hate the idea.
Of what, the 3D printer and stuff?
No, of making the robots die like people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
It'd almost be like a voodoo doll. Because then you could just make whoever you wanted to like murder or kill, and then you could like actually kill them and feel their emotions. That's fucked up.
Be hot.
That's really fucked up.
It is real fucked up.
Damn. It's very possible though too. Like think about it. That's fucking crazy. And it's not like this is like something that could be like far from the future. Like we already have like people that make amazing special effects with silicone that looks so legit. Like you just add that to
would it an be AI like brain. Would it be like full body copies?
Yeah, dude.
So like if you get like a mole in your butt cheek, it's gonna have a mole in its butt cheek.
Exactly.
So how are they getting us pictures of us naked?
Well, it goes back to that AI stuff where it's like recreating us into another dimension and then
the digital twinning.
Yeah, dude.
Shit. That sounds too scary.
I'm just gonna keep making dumb AI songs.
That sounds way too scary. But also, yeah, like the World War III thing, that sounds real scary too.
It is crazy. And I think about this and like all these, I guess not really. I was going to say all these substantial wars happened in, you know, the 1900s and now. Because we had World War I, we had World War II, now whatever World War III is, if it is going to be anything. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of scary. It's recent events, and I think, and nobody's talking about it. It's so weird. Like, and I think that's just kind of showing that, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Instagram and Facebook, if you go to the search bar, it's now Meta AI searching.
Yeah, it is.
And so that's just showing you, like, a lot of this stuff is it going to be legit, like search stuff? You know, it goes back to the news you are seeing. Is it real? Is it actual real news? Is it fake news? Mm-hmm. And that type of thing. And it's just crazy that I've seen no news about this. And the only I just happened upon the statement thing because I was looking at Israel because I knew there was like a bomb that happened over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of Facebook and Instagram, they've been proven to be like politically, you know, driven.
Right.
Which I think it's to the like the Democrat side, but it just pisses me off how we get like free fucking like open platforms like TikTok and they're like shut it down.
Right.
It's like X, everybody's like, oh fuck X is so fucking stupid. It's like shut it down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like,
well, I mean, having a foreign government that is not your friend have access to user data and microphones.
But I mean, they're gonna get access to that stuff anyways.
Not necessarily.
I seen a video of a...
There's actually an act they're trying to put in place now to where these companies like Facebook and anybody can't sell personal information to these certain countries.
And I think that would be a great idea.
And I get that, sure. But I think the government doesn't give two fucks about our safety and our personal stuff. I like they don't
care.
We
they
just,
don't care about yours and mine. But what they care about is that their sister's cousins from their dad's side has a cell phone. He has that. And you guys happen to all have gone to Six Flags together today. And you got a work call. And she was standing next to you. And she got some of that information. And that was enough information for them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, I think all these, like, bans and stuff, it's definitely politically driven. Like, that's why. Like, they don't want...
It is. But it's just... It's not a left versus right political thing.
I think it is. I think...
I think
if you look at Google, Google suppresses information, man. There's certain topics you can look up on Google, and you can't fucking find them because they are gone. And that's not, like...
Yeah, but I don't think that is in favor of either side.
But it is.
No, it's not. It's not in favor of either side. It is... Just that.
Like, the Google algorithm is based on you.
Yeah, but like, there's certain things you can't find on Google. And like, Google and Instagram and Facebook are, they're
interconnected.
Well, yeah, they're all interconnected, but it's like they're heavily influenced by the Democrat Party. Look it up.
I don't know if that's true or not, but your algorithm, what it's going to feed you, is based on what it thinks you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, I don't care if it's Democrat Party or if it's Republican Party. If there's a majority, like, influence from that party and they're, you know, they're blocking things, like, whether it's, you know, like, I'm not going to trust that, because I'm going to say, okay, they have their, you know, themselves in mind for that. They don't care. Like, they can censor any information they want.
See, the thing is, though, is where the actual censoring is happening is not really from a government influence. It's from a money influence. He who has more money can pay for better search results on Google.
Right. Because all the sponsored link bullshit.
Yeah.
Not even just that, but also just hitting higher up in the rankings.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, if you're being funded by like a political party and they're like, hey, don't show this or you're not going to get our fucking money, what are you going to do? Money's king. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that necessarily is happening right now, but I'm saying they're giving room for that to happen. So I don't fucking care.
I see where you're coming at, because I don't know if you guys remember during COVID time, you know, when you went to go like search something on Instagram, it would not show you recent posts for anything, because it would only show you like the top post. And the reason why was because of that was because misinformation or whatever they seemed deeming as misinformation, especially with the time period of like Trump saying that like people, he's like taking mail, like the ballads? Post office. Yeah. The ballots and stuff like that. And they didn't want that shit to get shown.
And I see, and like, I see like the, why they would want to like check information and not spread misinformation, because I mean, that's where a lot of crazy, stupid conspiracy theories happen. But also I'm in the mind of like, even if it's not true, like, it, you know, it's freedom of speech. And I understand if you have a platform, technically that's not freedom of speech. Freedom of speech doesn't apply to it. If I have a private website, I can censor whatever I want. But I don't know. I think everybody should have an equal playing field, even if you're fucking saying fake shit.
It just sucks that, like, if we do get stuff like that, it just gets littered with pornography.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, there's no censorship here. You can post whatever you want, and it's instantly just... boobs, dicks, and ass.
Yeah,
because money makes money.
Yeah.
Speaking of the government and dicks, we're talking about the moon today.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that kind of goes back into like the Russia war and all that stuff and the Cold War, because you know it was the space, you know, the race to space type shit.
Yeah, space race for sure. I don't know how much of like what is happening in today, modern day, is not still somewhat related to the Cold War, in my personal opinion. And I think I've said that a couple times, that I think it might have something to do with that, but who knows, whatever. But yes, so basically the Apollo 11 mission, which is the lunar landing or the moon landing, was the result of the Cold War, basically. So in the race to space. So when we think about Apollo 11 or we think about the moon landing, a lot of times we go back and forth between this idea of what was happening in society at that time and like was it this 1950s, like, idyllic, perfect lifestyle that a lot of people were living? Or was it really, like, bomb shelters and, you know, obeying the government? We don't know. Everybody's life during that time was a lot different. But what I think about is during this time, there was this threat of nuclear warfare. And Russia was like this big top dog, and America was also this big top dog. And so basically it was like, well, who's bigger? Mm-hmm. Are we the best? Do we have the best things? Like, Russia was not just Russia, it was the USSR. So Russia was like Ukraine and Belarus and parts of Germany and all Poland, all these little countries, that was Russia or the USSR. So this was all within communist control. And then America was America and all of the countries that signed that NATO pact that happened right after World War II.
I wonder if, like, deciding to join into a communist union with Russia, I wonder how they felt about that at the time. I wonder if that was like, I don't know.
They didn't have a choice.
I'm sure somebody made a decision to join. Or was it by, were they conquered by war?
I mean, this was all the countries that Germany had taken. Right? So, like, Poland, you have...
So, yes, they were taken then.
Yeah. So, you have... And parts of France. But France was able to, like, get themselves back to their own, like, country. Same thing with England. They were able to rebuild themselves into their own country. Germany was not fortunate enough to do that. So that's how they lost part of Berlin. So when we think about the Cold War, a lot of things that we think about is that Berlin Wall, like the collapse of the Berlin Wall. Mm-hmm. And so once that happened, that's when communism, the USSR, that was over. The idea of the USSR was over because certain countries started to gain their own independence, right? And so to the point of what is happening today, a lot of people are speculating that the reason why Russia is at war with Ukraine is because Ukraine became its own independent country and Russia had control over Ukraine for so long that they want to get back to that. But that's a topic for another conversation. Right. But anyway, so between Russia and America, so we have these really big countries with a lot of power behind them. And so we're talking about joining forces with space, like figuring out what is up there and figuring out, are aliens real? Like, have they been coming down and visiting us?
What kind am I?
Yeah, exactly. So on October 4th, in 1957, Russia sent out the first satellite to this space, and they called it Sputnik. That's right.
Which makes me think of potatoes.
It's supposed to mean traveler, I guess, in Russia. But it lasted for 3 weeks, and it was sending signals back down to Earth before the batteries depleted. So this was the first successful, like, launch to space. And then when this happens, like, the United States is like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We cannot do this. So the response to the USSR sending out Sputnik was NASA. So we, come together with NASA. So this is in 1958, the United States launches its own satellite, Explorer 1, designed by the U.S. Army under the direction of a rocket scientist, Wernher von Braun, who is supposed to be a Nazi scientist.
Sounds like it.
Nazi moon rockets.
So that same year, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a public order creating the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. It's now a federal agency, and it was dedicated to space exploration. So the space race was for sure on. And then on April 12th, 1961, aboard the spacecraft Vostok 1, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human being to travel into space. Somebody said that Yuri wasn't the first person to travel into space, that he actually was just the face, because they didn't know who was in space.
They didn't know who was the ass.
Yeah.
Could you imagine your adrenaline, dude? Like, you're going up there and you don't know if you're coming back.
Fuck that.
You know, you don't know if you could breathe up there. You don't know any fucking thing. You don't know what it looks like. You don't know how big everything is. Like, that is so, like, and the thing you're going up, you don't even know if that's going to be able to handle what is out of our atmosphere.
Yeah.
So how cool is it that, like, scientists at that time was able to, here we go talking about math again, you know, how vital math was for this stuff and how successful they were. And yeah. How awesome is that? And how, what bullshit is it that instead of working together to make it even better, we made it a competition.
That's just, well, us, that's being humans.
We're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I,
it's just
like that we hear, like, the Russians did it first. They're like, we're going to copy Russia and do it better.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
We should be more like goats and just climb rocks sideways and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shoot the bark off a tree.
Yeah. Let's be goats.
So Yuri was 27 years old. He goes up as an industrial technician, also becoming the first man to orbit the planet. This was something that has never happened before. He orbited Earth at a maximum altitude of 187 miles and was guided entirely by automatic control system. Now, here is the crazy thing. The only statement that was made during this flight in space, because it was an hour and 48 minutes, flight is processing normally. I am well. That's all that he said. He had no control over anything.
He was just a guy in a bucket they shot into.
That's exactly right. So this is how crazy the Soviets were with creating the technology to get up to space, and how quickly they wanted to make that happen. Was they did not they wanted a body to go into orbit, and that was it. They were not concerned about teaching these people how to run any of the equipment inside of the space shuttle. It was going to be a person inside of a space shuttle, and we would handle everything from here.
They're like, Yuri, do you want to die today? He's like, I don't care.
I don't care. You want
to die for your country?
She said yes.
But yeah. What an experience he got to. Like, what an achievement. Like, holy fuck. Like, you know. It's just wild.
The whole world forgave him for his name almost sounding like urine.
Yeah.
So with this, John F. Kennedy comes out, who is our president at the time, and he says, he makes this famous speech in front of the Senate. This is his way of saying, we're going to get this figured out, and we are going to stand up for our country. So he says, I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out. Landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. No single space project will be more exciting or more impressive to mankind or more important, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. So basically, by the end of the decade, he said, we will have a man on the moon. No matter what, we will have a man on the moon.
It's up there planting beans.
Yeah. So from 1961 to 1964, NASA's budget was increased by almost 500%. And the lunar landing project eventually involved some 34,000 NASA employees.
Wow.
How
do you even communicate?
I have no idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you've got to have so many people.
Yeah.
And you probably, like, think about limiting your access, right? Like, you want to limit the access that they have to all these things. So there was a little bit of a setback in January of 1967. There was three astronauts that were killed after their spacecraft caught fire during a launch simulation. So we had to figure that out. And then while that's happening, the Soviet Union is launching chimpanzees up into space. And by 1969, so on July 16th, 1969, we send Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins on the Apollo 11 space mission. So they make their first attempt, and obviously it is a successful attempt. And we hear the most famous line, one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. The Soviets, after we landed on the moon, had made four failed attempts to launch a lunar landing craft between 1969 and 1972.
Idiots.
Here's the other thing. The United States has not been back on the moon since 1972.
Which is kind of fucking sus.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So,
what's on the moon? What do you want us to know?
I don't.
Probably not pizza, because if it was pizza maybe or French fries, we'd be back.
Maybe we figured out everything that there was supposed to be on the moon.
I don't know, because there's a lot of fucking moon, and there's not a lot of fucking people that were up there.
Yep.
So this is obviously why we believe that there might be some type of conspiracy theory linked to the moon landing and the Apollo 11 mission. Was it this like impossible pressure that the country had put on itself to compete with another successful,
mm-hmm. which was healthy. I feel like that was like a healthy competition.
Yeah.
And also just a healthy way to put this fake money into something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what life is about, is like experiencing great things. And that is a great thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have like, because we have a lot more satellites now than we did back then. Mm-hmm. Or yeah. So, like, I wonder if we got somebody to the moon, if it would be possible for them to, like, live stream, like, from, like, a phone or something.
Dude.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Be up there and be like, oh.
You'd need to get some satellites around the moon.
Yeah, which I think we probably could.
There probably are already. There's mm-hmm. probably not the right kind of satellites.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird that we haven't been back.
Yeah. Well, the robot that's on Mars, that's us, right?
Yeah.
Is that America's? So that's cool, too. Like, why don't we talk about that more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, what's going on with that thing?
Yeah. Well, I think that...
It sings itself happy birthday every year.
It does not.
Yes, yeah, it does.
That every is crazy. Year,
poor thing.
God. To be up there by yourself?
Yeah, they should have put two.
Yeah.
Also, like, just how is it still... Oh, because it's solar-powered, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it gets infinite... amount of light source, right, from the sun.
Yeah, but it's only gonna last for so long, apparently, because it's gonna wear down. And
so then we need to get another one up there.
Yeah, probably a better one with spider legs.
Yeah. Shit. So going back to the moon landing, there was a really incredibly shot directed movie that happened during this time. Stanley Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey. So this movie was released in 1958, and this is why some people say that the moon landing was fake, because this movie was shot in 1958. We still had all of the things. We didn't land on the moon until 1969, so that's almost...
69.
That's 11 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could have definitely, like... use that stuff, right? Don't you think?
Yeah,
but my biggest thing about that is, though, is Stanley Kubrick was in Europe, so why would he shoot it for America? Because they gave him enough money, probably.
Some
probably,
of that fucking yeah. De Niro baby. Yeah.
You gotta think
$95 billion
rocket fuel they didn't buy,
right?
That's crazy. That's a lot of money you're saving. So, Chris, do you want to talk about why, like, some of the conspiracies?
Yeah. The main one is it's. Moon's stupid, and why would we go there?
It's made out of fucking cheese.
It is made of cheese, and it's really old.
It stinks up there real bad.
Yeah, nasty cheese. So, alleged evidence. The parallel shadow photo. So there's a photo, and it is of an astronaut, and he is standing next to some piece of equipment, but the shadows are not parallel. The theorists say that that's because there's two different light sources, and it's in a studio. However, terrain can also make things look like they are not exactly parallel.
Yeah.
They also tried to say that in a low light setting with the sun on Earth, shadows are not always parallel either. I don't know. That seems kind of weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they would be parallel. So that one's a little bit compelling.
Well, the biggest thing for that one for me, though, is that there's no water and there's no ozone layer to really reflect the way we think a shadow should reflect. You know what I mean? Because of all the, you know, however the light source shit works, you know. But that's my biggest argument. You don't have big ponds of water and you don't have an ozone layer. And what we think is a parallel shadow doesn't mean that that doesn't mean that it's the same way it's somewhere else.
Yeah, and we also can't see the equipment. So we don't know if that equipment is going off to the side or not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is perfectly parallel. So we just don't know. This one seems really compelling at first. So around the Earth, there is a very radioactive field called the Van Allen Radiation Belt. And it's miles long. The conspiracy theorists say that it would have killed the astronauts as they passed through it. There's no way that the shielding on their little rover was enough. And honestly, yeah, if they were going to spend a long amount of time in there, yeah, it would have fucking killed them. Yeah. That's however, they were going through there very quickly. So, you know, the longer it's a damage over time type thing. Mm-hmm. To where, you know, if you're not in there that long, it's not that bad. They used firewalking as kind of an analogy for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You also notice in a lot of these photos, there are no stars in the sky. Seems like that they should be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for it's daytime when they're out there, and that's why they don't have lights. So you can't see, the camera can't pick up the stars, essentially, with the daylight out there, just because it's...
Right.
You'd have an overexposed photo.
Plus, those cameras fucking suck, too.
Yeah, that question is like... How long did he have to stand there for the exposure to actually capture him?
Yeah.
So, and that might also help with the conspiracy of his shadow not being parallel because of how long the exposure took for it to snap that shot. So by the, you know, he clicks it down and say he had to stand there for 2 minutes. Of course, his shadow is going to be in a different spot
mm-hmm.
because the moon is moving.
Yeah.
And that could explain why that, you know, the shadow wasn't parallel
mm-hmm.
because of the camera's exposure, because it would take so long because.
I mean, I think we had film at that point, though.
Right. But still to have, you'd still have to have exposure.
Yeah. But they had relatively modern cameras.
Right.
They actually gave them iPhones back then. Then we had them for that long.
But see, the waving flag in the famous video.
Yeah.
What most people don't realize, and it's weird that they don't realize this because of the way the flag moves, but there is a metal rod going across the top of this flag.
Yeah.
That's holding it out and up. And he's moving it. And so it's moving. And if you look the way he's moving, you look the way the flag moves, it's how something like that would move around.
Yes, exactly. Well, I was watching this really great documentary on, I think it was on YouTube or whatever, that they did on this, but it's called American Moon Landing. But they were saying that was actually an aluminum like post, and it was in two pieces, and they were saying like they had to twist it in, and so like it obviously springs back, but you can see in the video too, when they stop moving, it moves for a second and then it stops moving.
Interesting.
And so it stays still. But nobody talks about that. They just talk about the flag moving, and it seems like it's moving the whole entire time. I didn't realize that it had actually stood still. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Is the flag still there?
Yeah.
Yep, the footprints are still be there, too. Mm-hmm. They said that with the low amount of atmosphere on the moon and just erosion that happens, that the footprints will probably be there in a billion years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, well, with that said, then why can't we just point a camera and try to find the flag to prove that it's there?
There are things like that. There's actually a reflector disc to where if you aim it just right, you can bounce it back at yourself. And that's how we can prove that we have put something on the moon.
Right.
I was going to say, too, because if we say we went there or whatever, like, you know, they could, one of these other communist countries could at any time went up there and said, yeah, we were there. There's fucking nothing there. America's lying. They're lying to you. And it would have caused this big whole fucking shebang. You know what I'm saying?
But they would have made them look like the bad guys.
Well, I mean, if they went up there and said, hey, there's nothing there, you know what I'm saying? Like, then they have proof. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they would have to find the exact spot that America landed to find that stuff.
True.
And the moon, I mean, you're not walking across it, you know what
no.
I mean?
No, but I imagine it's probably known. I bet you could probably Google it if I get coordinates on the moon.
Now, though, but back then, there's no way.
Well, shit, man, that's something else, too. Why don't we fucking, like, we have Google Earth. We can put all this satellites up and...
I mean, they got Google Moon, too.
Can we look at the whole fucking moon with that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know that. That's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm gonna go watch it when I get fucking done with this.
So, another theory, the moon is fake. The moon's not even real.
Yeah,
that's like a flat earther thing. It's a hologram.
So some believe that the moon is either hollow or possibly even a spaceship.
Now we're getting into the cool shit.
And here's the thing. So we have the biggest moon in our solar system. No other moon on any other planet that we've seen is like ours in where it's like a fifth the size of the planet.
Damn.
It's very unique. That's one thing, you know, about this planet. And also, it is interesting that it does fit just the right size for a solar eclipse.
Really?
Yeah. Is it parked that way on purpose?
Yes.
Is it a spaceship and they just parked it there?
Yes.
And it's full of aliens?
Yes.
Or what if the moon is naturally hollow and Nazis escaped at the end of World War II and Hitler is still alive? Inside the moon.
Oh my God. that could be a possibility. What if Hitler is alive in Vladimir Putin right now?
So an interesting thing happened. They had taken a spaceship and wrecked it into the moon intentionally. And they had like seismic meters all over the moon.
Uh-huh.
Little seismographs. And they said when they crashed it into it, that the moon vibrated like a bell.
What?
For an hour.
They said that?
Yes.
Who's they?
These scientists that were wrecking the thing into there and had seismographs. And they said that was really strange. So then they actually, that's how where the theory that the moon is hollow came from, because they're like, well, maybe it's hollow like a bell.
Huh.
I mean,
they've since found that the moon is not hollow.
Well, yeah, I didn't think it was, but I was going to say it probably has something to do with just the different atmosphere and gravity being up there.
Or is that just what they want us to think?
Well, I guess they say that the rocket ships, when they blast off, they're going so fast to break through the atmosphere to get into space. So when they actually land on the moon, it has to be a crash landing. So it like crashes into the whatever it is, the object, to stay.
Well, yeah. And I think these guys were just... wrecking it in there because that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to see what kind of noise the moon was going to make when you wreck something into it. Apparently, it rings like a bell, which is weird.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Crazy.
What if Earth rang like a bell and something cracked and wrecked into it? Every time there's an airplane crash, and Earth just ring.
So did it vibrate?
That's what the ringing in our ears is. Yeah, like we actually just hear it.
Did it vibrate like a bell, or did it actually make a sound?
They said it like reverberated for like an hour.
Fuck.
Weird.
That's strange. It's got to be something with the fucking the atmosphere.
Or the lack thereof.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the gravity.
That's
what I do like the theory that there could be something inside of the moon itself. Like maybe, you know, like we have the theories with us too, like we have cave systems.
In the Doctor Who theory, the moon is just an egg for a giant dragon.
Could be. That would fucking suck. But no, like, what? I mean, I wonder if, have we tried to actually dig into the moon and explore further down? Like, do they have cave systems? I know, like, most of ours are based off of fucking water.
Yeah.
But, like, that would be something, like, maybe there's something hiding inside of the fucking moon. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, maybe there's, like, sand.
See, how frustrating is it that we're not doing that shit?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh.
So, while the United States isn't, other countries are doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm
what
sure.
What other countries and what are they doing?
China. For instance, so they had a little greenhouse, essentially, on a robot, and they were going to send it down to the moon just to see if they can get something to germinate. Apparently, it wrecked, but something still did germinate, and it was actually cotton plants.
Shit.
Interesting.
So we have now germinated cotton plants on
the moon. Wow. Well, we just recently sent something up this year in February.
Oh, okay.
On the moon.
Was it a Valentine's?
Yes.
So, theoretically, sorry, if we were to put enough fucking soil up there to make a small forest, and we can get trees to grow, and we can get those trees to grow, and we get enough trees, could we make an atmosphere up in that bitch?
No.
And why sucks. Is that?
So, like, Earth, we have a magnetic field that holds in our atmosphere, and I don't think the moon has a strong enough one to... Or strong enough magnetic field and gravity to hold an atmosphere to it.
We'll right. bring it some magnets then.
You bring some mass. Wreck some asteroids into it.
You know what surprises me is Japan hasn't like done like, some wild shit.
Yeah,
on the moon.
Put like well, a DDR I mean, machine
sure
up there.
Yeah. I'm sure that they probably have this. I really I like
Japan's probably doing like secret stuff underneath the ocean. Like,
do they have to? Do
Japan
they have to be?
Japan put like one of those fucking like boba bars up there, dude.
Oh my god,
boba's fun.
Boba is fun. There's that new place in Muncie though. We got bobas from there. Absolutely abysmal. Tastes like I was drinking urine.
Which one?
I don't know what
that
it's called.
That mochi nut.
Oh yeah, their boba is not.
It's
good.
It's so sadly. Bad, dude.
It was not good.
I've not got the boba there.
Their corn dogs are awesome.
I just had the little mochi nut doughy.
Yeah,
that was okay. But don't get the it. It tastes like they used.
It was dry though.
I liked it.
It didn't have enough, like...
I like how dense it was.
No. Yeah. I like bread.
Yeah, man.
Give me bread is good.
I don't like bread, but it was just doughy enough to where I could just be like...
See, ours wasn't. It tasted like it had been sitting there for too long.
I could see that.
Apparently, they're on DoorDash.
I would not want that DoorDashed. Anyways.
I could not. It's too expensive.
So I had an order get messed up, so I've actually got some refund
DoorDash
money.
DoorDash.
Some credit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, we can give you credit now, or you can wait 7 fucking days. I'm like, I'm going to wait 7 fucking days.
You got street cred.
Give me my credit. Give me my street cred with
DoorDash. DoorDash.
And that one, I'll go get into a bar fight at a biker bar.
Shut up.
With all my my DoorDash drivers.
Yeah, street
no.
cred.
They're coming on motorcycles. And just rev them up.
That sounds
just awful. Fucking just rev them. They're not even going to fight. They're just going to make it. A lot of noise.
Stop.
Hell yeah.
Let me look this up really quick to see what we've done in space recently.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Nope.
I was going to say, why she's doing that. Would you guys, because we've talked about the ocean a couple times. Would you rather, right now, if you had to do it right now, would you rather go up into fucking space in a spaceship? Or would you rather fucking go down to the ocean in a fucking, one of those fucking submersible fucking thingies?
I'd rather go down to the ocean, dude. Because here's the thing. So, like, if I'm way down deep, there's stuff that I could do to get myself way up. You know what I mean? If I had to, like, go from down low to up high, sure. In space, you can't swim in space, man. Like, once if you're just floating and you don't have any way to propel yourself, you're just floating in whichever direction you happen to be floating.
Well, you are
forever.
Fucking
well, no,
stuck,
I'm not
dude.
Saying they're going to just ship you off and, like, but I'm saying, like, it's going to be a controlled mission, but there's all, you know, there's could be complications in anything. What would you rather do? Like, take a trip down, way, way, way the fuck down for, like, I don't know, a couple days, or go way the way fucking up for a couple days?
Okay, so in the order of coolness, I think going to space would be cooler than going to the bottom of the ocean. But in terms of things where I would feel safe, I'd feel more safe going to the bottom of the ocean than I would going into space.
Not me, dude. I don't like fucking big bodies of water. Because down below, I mean, you're going to have to worry about that fucking thing just randomly going, boop, and just fucking collapsing on you for one.
Yeah, but in space, you got to worry about it going, boop, in the opposite direction.
True. Yes. True. But down below, we know that there's stuff down below. We know that there's something that could, there's life down there. But we don't know. I'm not talking about just going like, you know, oh, just a little bit.
What if there's a giant fucking space lobster, Anthony, and it just happens to be coming through where
you're going in space? It could. You know, it could. But we know that there's giant something or another down there. We just don't know what the fuck they are. That could possibly be like, oh, hey, I'm going to go ahead and just swallow you fucking whole.
What if like a bunch of space lobsters come out of the fucking moon and they just like all that dust, that just, they're just burying themselves in it like they do at the bottom of a pond.
I just think
they just flip it up and they just pop out.
I just think the ocean is scarier than like space.
I find space scarier because it's endless.
Yeah, true. But
and
I mean,
the ocean's not endless.
If it was like, if it was, they're just gonna randomly shoot me out in the space. Yeah, of course I wouldn't do that. But I'm talking about like if you're a controlled mission to the fucking moon versus a controlled mission down to a certain depth.
Imagine the beauty of being on the moon and looking at a planet and realizing how big life can be compared to going down deep into the ocean where it's so fucking dark that you can't see anything.
Yeah, I think it'd be cooler to go to space. I'm talking about just pure fear. I'm talking about fear.
Yeah.
What do you think would be scarier?
Space. Space is scarier to me.
Not to me, man. Fuck.
Because like I watched like the movie like Gravity with Sandra Bullock, and I've watched the movie called Apollo 18 and Alien and Event Horizon and all that stuff. And I just think about, like, if I was in a spacesuit and I just out in space, like, if I miss grabbing on to whatever I'm supposed to grab on.
You're done.
I'm done, dude. There's no saving me. Nobody could come get me. Nothing.
You're done.
That's what scares me.
You done. Float off until you run out of oxygen.
Yeah.
And you are gone. And your space suit is just floating into the atmosphere with nothing in it. And the chances of someone coming across your specific spacesuit
is 0.0000001%.
Absolutely. So you literally are alone.
Now, when I'm dead,
and that,
if I'm already dead, shoot me off into space like that. Eventually,
that would be cool.
I'll wreck into something eventually, and it might be funny.
Or like it could like start a colonization of something.
Yeah, good.
My butt germs.
You know, something. Yeah.
Ew.
Well, there's an infinite amount of possibilities in space because it's endless. You could hit something to where they can be like, oh, let's revive this guy. And they're able to revive you somehow, even though you've been dead for fucking that many fucking.
Then I won't understand them and I'll freak out and be like, put me back.
So that's why that could be a little bit scarier.
But that would be awesome, dude. What a cool thought, though.
There was the Artemis 2 launch is supposed to happen in as early as November 2024. This is the first time that we're going to have four astronauts trying to make their way back up to the moon since 1972.
I bet on the video
people
that we get back, we're going to see like, oh, look, they don't have the right amount of fingers. The fingers are weird because the AI, they're going to AI fake the whole thing.
Why are they going to go to the moon during the fucking elections, though? That sounds like a bad fucking time.
Space Force,
or a good
baby.
Cover up for something.
We got to go put a gun on the moon.
They're
on a real though, like our technology now compared to 72 is a light years ahead of where it is.
Well,
the
Challenger explosion, right? Like that happened in the 80s. So, like, this is probably like our redemption to that.
What do you think the chances of one of these fucking idiots putting a Trump flag up there? I would be so fucking pissed, dude.
Oh my
God. Any kind of political flag, but especially a Trump flag. That'd be so fucking
shit.
That
would make me sick.
Dude, you don't know. They could fucking hide one of those things up their ass and put it up there.
I'm more worried about us putting rail guns on the moon.
That'd be pretty cool.
I honestly think that that is the last of my worries. I would be more concerned about real shit.
Like
them
rail
doing
guns on the moon.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, think about it. So, like, a rail gun. So, it shoots, like, telephone poles made of tungsten and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah, they call it, like, we have them in space already, like, on satellites.
For what?
To fucking, to, like, drop down on people. Because he ends up with, like, all the kinetic force built up inside of that, and just, the metal just explodes.
So people, like, it's just going to drop down on somebody?
Yeah, they call it, like, Hammer of the Gods or some shit like that.
What the hell? Where has this happened?
We've got them. We've got them on satellites. But imagine, all right, but that's just dropping them, okay? Railgun, you'll get a lot faster speed. Imagine they put railguns on the moon, and then it's just a turret that just circles the fucking globe forever.
You just have to be on the right side at the right time.
Yeah, if the moon's in the fucking sky, they can fucking shoot you with a fucking railgun.
Hell yeah. Praise Christ.
Just fucking blow up your whole fucking city.
It's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
It's kind of boring around here. Let's just do something like that, you know, where it makes shit a little more interesting.
What the
Now,
hell?
Granted, there's a treaty to where we're not supposed to put anything military on the moon, but I don't fucking trust the United States. I don't trust Russia, and I don't trust China.
Exactly.
And everybody's been wanting to go to the moon recently, so what the fuck are they doing up there? Are they building rail guns? Because I feel like they're building rail guns.
Shit.
They're putting one of those fucking, what are those, like, Annie's pretzel huts up there?
Honestly, we went from one conspiracy to a whole other one that you just made up. What if, like, the world comes full circle and they're like, damn, did you hear they're putting rail guns up there on the fucking moon? And Chris is like, I fucking told you.
Cocksuckers.
I knew it.
He's what started the whole thing.
Yeah. It's like when you said something about the bombing thing and how we spent $95 billion. And I was like, I told you, Russia.
Yeah.
For real though, how long do you think it's going to be before we get a fucking Dollar General up there?
Dollar Tree.
You know what I'm saying? Those bitches are popping up everywhere.
Yeah, we should actually talk about that because that's pretty crazy.
They make a ton of money.
Some shit behind that.
I always said that shit, man. I was like, they need to put like big chain. Like I said, Walmarts. I was like, they need to make smaller scale Walmarts and put them in small towns. Mm-hmm. No one ever fucking listened to me. But the Dollar Generals were like, hey, we got you, bro. Mm-hmm. We're about two of them right next to each other in your small town. We have a fucking Dollar General and what's the other one? Just Dollar Store?
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar. Literally, like, They almost share a parking lot. There's a median in the middle. It's like, what the fuck? One of them has a self-checkout. That's why I go to that one. That's it.
So on a real though, do you guys believe that we landed on the moon, or do you think Stanley Kubrick filmed it? Not necessarily just Stanley Kubrick, but was it faked?
So I think that, have we been to the moon? Yeah, absolutely. If we didn't do it at that point in time in 1969, we definitely did it between 1969 and 1972.
Yeah.
I think that we have done it, and it was so fucking scary getting us up there. They were like, shit, I don't know if we can keep doing it. And yeah, that's why we haven't been since.
I think we've been there. It's kind of cool to think that we haven't been there, like that we have been there, but we haven't been back because they've seen something fucked up and crazy. That's probably not the case. It's probably because we spent all of our money on other dumb shit.
Yeah, like wars.
Well,
yeah.
Or what if there was a space lobster and he came out and it's like, hey, you guys, you're going to fucking stay on that planet.
Crab people.
You're going to stay down. Crab
people. He's like, I'm going to give you something to distract your people. It's called Magic the Gathering. Implement it in the 90s. Keep them distracted. Yeah. And me and Kyle are like, okay. Chris is like, okay. Crystal's not falling for it, though. I could say, Crystal, I'll give you.
Crystal's like, fuck you. Space lobster?
Yeah.
No.
She won't I got play. My garlic butter, bitch.
She won't play. Yeah. She won't play at all.
I will dip you in garlic butter and make a feast out of you.
She can't be tricked by lobsters like
can't
the rest
me.
Of us.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think the moon landing happened?
Yeah. And if it hasn't, shame on us, because what a cool achievement that is.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I think we went to the moon. I just think cool. that we're doing weird shit up there, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. We have to be. You know, it's funny because, like, the older I get, the more, like conspiracies don't, like... Like, I thought, for a while, I thought this, you know, that we hadn't went. And then, you know, I thought 9/11 wasn't an inside job. But, like, I don't know, the older I get...
That it was an inside job?
Yeah, I thought it was an inside job. But now I think 9/11, it was actually just really a terrorist attack. But I think it's because we keep getting conspiracy theories, like especially like the QAnon stuff, that are just so fucking ridiculous, dude. And it's like, maybe those people came up with these other conspiracies, you know, those types of people came up with the, you know, 9/11.
Well,
I
think that, I mean, we have to be smart here and think about, like, who can influence people and like we were scared of communism and are still scared of communism. Mm-hmm. And so anytime that there is someone who drops any kind of glimmer or hint of the government holding out on us, then, you know, that's an opportunity to win. Right. So like other countries could be doing this. Like right. It's so much easier now to infiltrate people's minds through technology.
Right.
And I think that it is very easy for someone to take something as simple as the moon landing and be like, you know what? That's fucked up. You guys did that before we did. All right, cool. Let's see what happens.
What do you think would happen if somebody just launched into space without telling us? Like we went, like some country went to the moon and didn't tell anybody that they were doing that, and we just see this rocket go into space.
I think it would start. We would shoot first and ask questions later.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I mean, the other countries are allowed to shoot stuff into space,
right? But if we didn't know about it, then there's something suspicious. I don't think they have to tell us, though, do they?
It's not part of the.
Nobody owns the moon, and if anyone does, it's America.
Well, look at Elon Musk.
We touch it first.
Look at Elon Musk and like SpaceX. That's
everybody
like
knew about that though.
Well, I'm just saying though, it's like a privately owned company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he can do whatever he wants. But like I don't think you have to tell anybody. I think they're probably launching shit right now. We don't fucking know. Like we can't see it, you know.
Yeah.
Like what's that? Oh, just more satellites. You never know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Maybe they're up there spreading butt germs around trying to
stop saying that.
Butt germs?
Yeah.
Fine.
That freaks me out.
Feet germs.
Ew. Stop saying the germs.
Critters.
Mm-hmm.
Butt critters.
Spreading their critters around.
Yeah.
Trying to seed the universe with life.
I do also want to say about the moon landing thing for a conspiracy is like, how did they manage to land on the side of the moon where the sun was shining and it not, you know, not get the side of the moon that was super fucking cold and
just
completely freeze over? And how were they, like, they had to get there, buddy, and then, like, fucking leave.
Math.
Yeah, math. You're
right. Math, bro.
Yeah. I hate math.
A lot of trust, too.
I think they were up there for, like, 19 minutes or something like that.
Mm. Can you imagine all that? So they were,
like, had
prep
to, like, get there and do their thing and then get off. Leave. Yeah.
Would you take the time to try to scoop up, like, dirt or something?
I'm sure. I think they've got samples, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they got rock. All sorts of moon rocks.
Yeah, the flag thing wasn't planned.
Anthony, do you remember little, and we always get like those little containers of moon rocks?
Mm-mm.
Man, I do. You know what? I bet they're fake, but there's no way they're soft.
Definitely fake.
I just remember the astronaut ice cream. I remember that a lot.
Yeah, I do too, man. I want to eat some, and I haven't had any in my entire life. Like for a long
time. Yeah, I keep forgetting. No. I'm going to order some from Amazon for
I've
us.
I've never had any.
It's really good. It's like cotton candy on fucking meth. Like, it's so good.
It's like a chalky texture, but then it melts in your mouth.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Imagine like a, it kind of tastes almost like a malted milk ball. Like the taste.
Without the chocolate over it.
Yeah, but the consistency is like a thick cotton candy.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll have to buy some.
I'll try some.
Okay. It makes me think of those things that you rub your feet with to get the dead skin off your heel.
Ew, what? What is wrong with you? What, like, a pumice stone or something?
Yeah, it's just super light. I feel like if you took it to your foot.
Ew.
You're welcome.
Gross.
Like I said, it's been a long time, like grade school long, since I had one.
I buy it as an adult as a treat for myself every once in a while.
Where the fuck do you buy it?
On just Amazon?
Oh. I want to go like to a planetarium and then come out to the gift shop and find it and eat it.
Planetarium. So
it's weird though, because they don't have the same flavors that they used to. It used to be you could always find the Neapolitan bars. Those are harder to find now. What's really easy to find is like the ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's really easy to find those, but it's a lot harder to find it where it's just the bars of it. There are other places making it. They aren't the same ones that, you know, we ate as kids, but those are usually in like little balls.
Oh, yeah, like stop making ice cream sandwiches. We don't want that shit.
We want the Neapolitan, bitch.
Yeah, fuck off. Yeah. Come on. Like, it's probably cheaper to not put it between two pieces of fucking whatever.
Yeah, cookies.
Yeah, knock it off, bitch.
Yeah, and it's weird because what's nice about an ice cream sandwich is the difference in textures. When you have two things, you have freeze-dried ice cream on top of freeze-dried cookies, it's just freeze-dried crunchy shit. Yep. Like it's just crunchy shit at that point.
It's actually probably easier to store it. It's probably why they do it that way. It probably has a better shelf life.
I don't know, man. That shit is dense as fuck.
True, it's like vacuum sealed, so I don't fucking know.
All right. Well, what do we got on social medias?
So you can follow us on Instagram at the Monster Mashers Pod, and you can email us at monstermashersrule@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Email us and tell us if you remember those Neapolitan astronaut foods.
And if you're an astronaut, also let us know if you've ever eaten any of those in space. And also, if you work at the factory, tell us why the fuck you keep putting them on cookies.
So apparently they actually can't take astronaut ice cream into a space shuttle because when you chew it up, it's kind of dusty and you can't have dusty stuff inside of a spaceship.
So they lied to us the whole time.
Yep.
Fuckers.
They're like, well, we thought it'd be more marketable to make ice cream than it would be to make freeze-dried beans.
Tang. Liar, you're right. I would not
eat a freeze-dried
There's no tang in space because of the same reason, because it was powdered orange juice.
Liar, pants on fire.
It's a kick in the glass, though, and that's why we're really into that. So, yeah, speaking of kicks in the glass, we'll see you all next week.
See you next week.
Peace.
Don't believe in the moon.